Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Robinson reaches second base with a double. There goes Weiss trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Tillman, who tags Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lamaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Bressude settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby fires to first and picks off Landis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Jack Lamaby. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing center field. Dick Raditz now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mahias, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Tillman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Dick Williams pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Mahias moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Mahias scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to third for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressoud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mejias strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Martin to second, and Yastrzemski is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Ward moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mejias. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 5 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 4 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 4 in the game. Bressude is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.